It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? On People Are Dumb today, we have breast milk ice cream. It's a thing. And what's up with Florida? We actually have an actual hero out of Florida. What a surprise. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for the Hives at the Palladium September 25th, which I think is a week from tomorrow. And we will continue to give tickets to this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Kids are stupid.
Two companies, they teamed up with quite an idea to create a breast milk flavored ice cream.
As a ice cream specialist, I'm happy to give you the details next on K-Rock. Breast milk ice cream is a thing. It's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock.
Ice cream flavor is making waves online, and it's definitely not your typical vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry.
Definitely not. Two companies, they teamed up with quite an idea to create a breast milk flavored ice cream.
I mean, unless that's your kink, like, I don't know what breast milk tastes like. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd try it. But I'm not going to try it without God's beautiful delivery system.
It is a collaboration between the parenting brand Frida and an ice cream maker, Oddfellows. And perhaps the Oddfellows helps make this make sense.
As one poor professional to another, well said.
The company says that there's no human breast milk actually in the ice cream. It's just designed to taste like it.
Is it that false advertising if you call it breast milk ice cream and there's no breast milk in it? What are we even talking about here?
And it's available online for a limited time.
Nope. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine, you're caller 20.
Oh, my God.
Are there two of you there?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're just scaring me. What is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon? What is up, party people? Only in Los Angeles. Can you get a story with a car chase and laboo-boos?
Breaking news. You're looking at the end of a pursuit involving a stolen Hyundai sedan in downtown Los Angeles.
I'm going to call it breaking news, even though nothing's happening right now.
It's that sedan filled with dozens of laboo-boo plush toys.
It sounds like the newsman on The Simpsons, Kent Brockman.
Now, the chase began about 3 a.m. near Olympic Boulevard and Santa Fe Avenue.
We need more details. Kent, give us street names.
The suspect crashed head-on into another vehicle just a few blocks away near East Washington Boulevard and McGarry Street.
Get to the laboo-boo part of the story, Kent Brockman.
Both the innocent driver and the suspect suffered minor injuries.
Thank you, Kent. That is good news. What about the laboo-boos?
It remains unclear if the laboo-boos in the back of the stolen vehicle were also stolen.
That is half-hearted reporting at best. Did the guy steal the laboo-boos and then steal the car and try and get away with them? Or were the laboo-boos in the car? And it was just a happy coincidence? We need more details. Do your job better, Kent Brockman.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Right. It is K-Rock. Sorry.
An unusual story out of Central Florida. In fact, one woman went above and beyond to save her dog from an alligator.
She even punched the gator to save her furry friend.
Hey, spoiler alert. What's up with Florida's coming up next on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
If you had a four-month-old puppy and it was in distress, how far would you go to save it? I don't say this lightly, and I've never said this before, but this Florida woman might be my hero.
An unusual story out of Central Florida. In fact, one woman went above and beyond to save her dog from an alligator.
She even punched the gator to save her furry friend.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Chris Hurst spoke with a woman about her heroic efforts.
Lazy slug.
Four-month-old Dax probably has no idea his owner, Danny Wright.
But anyone would do it.
Saved his life last week.
But we've never seen an alligator back here.
Even though it's stagnant water and I live in Florida, we've never seen an alligator.
She took Dax behind her house in Land O'Lakes and walked along this stagnant creek.
Yep, no way she could have figured that out.
I heard a squeal and I got pulled. So the alligator had him by his air tag.
I put an air tag on him just in case. Do you have a cigarette?
And drags him.
She says an alligator bit Dax's collar and dragged him into the water. Then Wright fought back.
And I just punched and punched and punched.
This is my favorite part because she looks to be 70, 75, and she is in a fist fight with an alligator. But she wasn't getting anywhere, so she had to turn up the heat.
I punched him in the eye enough that he kind of let go.
She didn't poke the alligator in the eye. She punched the alligator in the eye.
Like he unclamped a little, and I pulled out, but his teeth were like here and just drug down my arm.
I've been talking to you for almost a minute now. Does anybody have a cigarette?
Soon trappers in FWC.
Can't even believe this happened to my life today.
Came and caught the gator.
I freaking fought an alligator and won.
Let's not skip past that. That woman fought an alligator and won and rescued her dog.
Right, recording it safely inside her porch.
Be careful with your dogs, you know, these alligators are no joke. I mean,
be careful, because if you think alligators are a joke, I'm here to tell you they're not.
15 feet he came out to get him, and I didn't see him.
I need a cigarette.
And she has a reminder for dog owners to avoid taking them anywhere close to water.
I learned to be more alert. Constantly walk around. I'm looking at my phone all the time.
To see if I can buy any cigarettes on Facebook Marketplace.
Leave your phone at home, you know. Pay attention.
Because you never know what might be lurking. But in Florida, if it's wet, you can bet a gator is close by.
Could I have a cigarette? It is the world famous K-Rock with Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
We've got three things at four on the way. I'm going to tell you a story that involves a meteorite and an alien.
All right.
Yep.
I'm in. It's coming up next on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. We have the 420 catch of the day coming up in a minute. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Violence erupted at a Benihana in Torrance. Yep. At a Benihana. And here.
What?
Yep. Here's a story. You'll get more here.
Video captures a fight that broke out inside Benihana restaurant. Fight happened last night inside the Benihana at the Village Del Amo Mall. Police say it started when a manager asked an employee to leave the restaurant. The employee refused, and a fight broke out between that worker and a Benihana security guard. No one was seriously hurt.
Wow.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to move on to the second story. Speaking of restaurant drama, a young Texas Roadhouse server found herself in handcuffs last night after what police described as an overly passionate dispute about gratuity percentages. According to witnesses, Brittany Burke served a family of four a steak dinner without incident until the check arrived. The customers reportedly left her a 15% tip, which she loudly declared was an insult to the service industry before demanding the full 20% she rightfully deserved. When the diners refused, the situation escalated, and police say that Burke grabbed the tip money, waved it in the air, and began chanting 15 ain't enough before being escorted out in handcuffs. Regulars at the restaurant were divided, some calling her a hero of the working class, while others suggested she may have taken service with a smile a bit too far.
People are wound a little tight these days.
1,000%, and it's, you know, we did that topic where it's just the thing that pushes you a little bit overboard, and then you have an overreaction.
Yep.
Happens to the best of us. Our third story. There is a viral TikTok that's going around. There's a series of stories. It's a man in Panama who says that he found a meteorite. In his videos, the rock at first looks solid, but later it appears to grow a gelatinous, slimy coating, and it just starts coming out in the middle, and it's growing and it's moving, and some viewers compared this to an alien organism. He claims it smelled like something burning, and he says he reached out to universities for help. There have also been cars, very suspicious cars parked outside of his house as well. Scientists and journalists caution that there's no verified analysis yet. Independent experts note that real meteorites are usually identified and tested by geologists, and unusual growths could be fungi, algae, or other natural processes. But from the videos I've seen, this thing is moving, like kind of walking around. It looks like it is becoming one of the creatures from Stranger Things. It is terrifying.
I don't love that.
I am concerned about this man. And seriously, go on TikTok and look at this, because it is craziness. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
a monster catch of the day.
I gotta tell you, I have not heard a song from Somber that I don't like a lot. This debut album, I Barely Know Her, is out. This is called 12 to 12. It's by Somber, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Somber with 12 to 12. That is our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. So at the Rose Bowl right now, the fireworks are going off for, I don't know, 5 minutes,
yes,
maybe?
Yeah, that was so epic.
Crazy fireworks show. Ugh. It's 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. And I want to play a clip from a car chase last night here in Southern California. Because I'll tell you why in a second.
Breaking news. You're looking at the end of a pursuit involving a stolen Hyundai sedan in downtown Los Angeles.
First of all, that's Kent Brockman from The Simpsons, right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Who that is.
Good call.
Breaking news. You're looking at the end of a pursuit involving a stolen Hyundai sedan in downtown Los Angeles. That sedan filled with dozens of Labubu plush toys.
Hearing him say Labubu.
Labubu plush toys. That is insanity.
Wow.
This guy. So this is what?
What's the deal with the Labubu?
I don't know. I don't have kids that age. I'm so happy right now.
Yeah. There are actually adults who are also obsessed with the Labubus too.
That sedan filled with dozens of Labubu plush toys.
Good, but remember when this was happening with the Beanie Babies?
Oh, sure.
That was crazy,
sure.
And so stupid.
Yeah, people would like bribe employees and different people to try and get those toys. Anything that's a collectible.
Yeah.
I feel like they, and I don't know this for sure, but I feel like they try to make it sell out.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
So everybody will go foam at the mouth and go crazy.
They make them seem rare,
you know? Yes, they could have made more, but they didn't, and that's just the way it works. So anything that's collectible, we want to talk to you about the lengths you went to get a collectible item. And it can be ticket stubs, it can be bobbleheads, it can
be baseball cards.
Yep,
remember? And then there was all these Pokemon card thieves,
right,
and crazy stuff with them getting arrested. That's a huge one right now.
That's
as well,
right.
800-520-1067.
The topic is the lengths you went to get a collectible.
And the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to see the Hives at the Palladium on the 25th.
All right, 800-520-1067 for your calls and or tech. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Taking phone calls on the lengths you went to get a collectible.
So it was an Oingo Boingo album that was only in Brazil, and this was 1995, so you couldn't just go to eBay. And my brother was a big Oingo Boingo fan. He really wanted it for all time, and I like getting gifts like that. So I had to trade a bunch of U2 stuff to a Brazilian guy. And then at first he didn't send it, but he eventually did.
Did you think you were going to have to go down to Brazil to get that?
Yes. Yes.
Would you have?
Oh, that would have been interesting. Yeah.
Yes, it would have been. All right. We're taking your calls on the lengths you went to get a collectible. 800-520-1067. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking your phone calls on the lengths you went to get collectibles.
We got one that said during the pandemic, an artist released a limited edition set of pins for the Dirty Heads, and a lot of us got into that hobby of chasing these pins, where some of them were 100 pieces of a certain color variant.
Wow!
And he spent $350 on one of those pins to finish the whole set. Today, that pin might be worth $40 on a good day.
If he's lucky.
Oh my God. Dedication to Dirty Heads.
Breaking news. You're looking at the end of a pursuit involving a stolen Hyundai sedan in downtown Los Angeles.
Tell me about
that
it.
That sedan filled with dozens of Labubu plush toys.
Labubu plush toys. I could listen to him say that forever.
It just doesn't seem real.
Doesn't.
So we're taking your phone calls on the lengths you went to get a collectible.
And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see the Hives at the Palladium on the 25th.
800-520-1067 for your calls and or text. You have a story like that?
Stole Pokemon cards, but there's a decent story behind it.
You stole Pokemon cards?
So I was in Target, and I guess the guys kept seeing me, the loss prevention, and so they took me to the back room after they caught me. I was trying to play it off like I didn't do anything. And then they left the door open at the loss prevention, I ran out, tripped out the door, and when I'm running out the store, all the Pokemon cards are flying out of my backpack. But I got away.
How did you get away if they already had you and your backpack was full of Pokemon cards? Or Pokemon, however you want to say it.
They left the door open.
Wow.
They didn't handcuff me or anything, so I just left.
I mean, they were sort of asking you to go, I think.
How many did you get away with?
Probably a couple thousand.
Oh, my God, wow. Dude.
Woo. I probably lost 100 on the way out, though. It looked like it was raining.
Oh, my God. K-Rock, hello. What are the lengths you went to get a collectible?
So, back in the early 2000s, when Korn's album Issues came out, I skateboarded from San Fernando to the Northridge Mall to meet them in person and get signatures from the whole band.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty great. Did you get all the signatures?
I got all the signatures, but I skateboarded on the freeway because I didn't know how else to get there.
Oh, my God. Wow. That went from being admirable to stupid.
Yes, sir.
That's wow. Truly before going to any lengths.
Did you freeway there and back?
I freewayed there, and then I had my mom pick me up to get back.
800-520-1067 is the phone number if you have the lengths that you went to get a collectible.
We got a text. I once visited 9 consecutive pawn shops looking for collectible silver coins in Mexico, thinking the coins I wanted would be more readily available. I don't speak Spanish, so it didn't go well. I found no coins.
Aww. We are taking your phone calls on the lengths you went to get collectibles.
And the best call, we're going to send you to see the Hives at the Palladium on September 25th, coming up.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Taking your phone calls on the lengths you went to get a collectible. And you are calling about Pokemon cards?
Yes. The length I went to get a collectible back in the day when you go and you bid on the cards. And yep. I was the only mother there. And I bid out all the kids, and I paid $500 for a fucking Bulbasaur card.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I will say you're Mother of the Year.
Did all the other kids hate you?
Yes, and they followed me to my car, and I kept looking back, and I was like, uh-huh. Who's the shit now?
Oh, my God.
Who wants some of this?
It was wild. And then it gets better. My son gave away the card later on to his friend for his birthday.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That hurts. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, you guys taking calls for items?
Yes, we're talking about the lengths you went to get a collectible.
Yeah, so it was last year. I wanted to go to the roast of Tom Brady. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was out there. I'm a Brady fan. So I went out there like the night before to wait, and I had my Brady jersey, and we spent the night in front of the forum, and we're trying to get his autograph, and we waited all day in the morning. We all got sunburned. He finally came out, signed our jerseys, and then I got home. And about 6 months later, it burned in a fire.
Oh, no.
Oh. I was just going to give you a hard time going, hey, this is not a Tom Brady town. I hope you didn't get the signature.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? But, you know, maybe it wasn't meant to be after all.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? You made it happen. So, and you got to meet him.
I mean, officially, I think God is telling you he's not a Tom Brady fan.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what happened. And, you know, on to the next one. I guess we got to track him down again somehow.
K-Rock, hello. The lengths you went to get a collectible.
One time I've been hunting this, like, Funko Pop. It was an exclusive back, like, a few years ago. I went to many Targets. I got a tip about checking at night when they stock up the store. So I went. I found a Target that closed, like, at midnight. Went super late. And on the way there, I got pulled over by the cops. Just for, I guess I had a headlight that was out.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that, but he pulled me over for that.
Did you tell him about the Funk Pop?
Yeah.
but the cop was asking me, just like, what are you doing? I'm like, and I told him, oh, I'm looking for this. Actually, I'm looking for this exclusive pop. It's actually this one. And I started talking so much about it. The guy was like, you know what? You can just go.
This isn't worth it. You can go.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm bored. Just get out of here.
It's not worth the effort.
Oh, my God.
I can understand that. All right. We need to give away tickets for the Hives at the Palladium.
Yes.
On the 25th. We can't do Tom Brady. Clearly.
No. We. Yeah, you're the worst. Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, the skateboarding corn fan.
Yeah.
What may have been the dumbest.
Yeah, because he skateboarded on the freeway.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
And I love that.
Yes.
What's his name?
Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos. Hello.
Yo, shout out Net Bangers.
You win tickets to see the Hives.
All right, awesome. Thank you, guys. I love you, man.
Yes,
love
sir.
You, Kevin. Love you, Megan.
Thank you.
We love you, too.
Thanks for calling and enjoy the show. That is it for me, Kevin Ryder. I'm out of here. Megan Holiday has you from here on out.
And I've got your tickets to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, and that's coming up at 6 on the world-famous K-Rock.